sisters and maiden and mother, and mutable, mutable soul, love shall thou turn to another, surely I give thee the whole, light shall thou flicker or darken, thou and thy lover are met, depend from thy heaven and hearken, life shall thou fade or forget, surely my songs have gone down, as leaves in the dark that are blown, surely the laurel and crown have faded and left me alone. Vainly I cry in the sunlight, whom pities my passion in vain. Dark to my eyes is the one light, aching in bosom and brain. Surely, oh brother, thou knowest, have I not followed thy star? I have gone whither thou goest, bitterly followed afar. Buried my heart in thy sorrow, cast down my soul at thy knees. Thou hast left me no morrow, days and desires, what are these? May I hear a song for my breast, passion and love and despair, sought in thy palace's rest, sleep that awaited me there, sleep that awaits me in vain. I have done with the hope of things, passion and pleasure and pain, have stung me and lost their stings, only a vice that are hollow, void as the heart of the earth, echo may find it and follow, death from the day of her birth, life of itself not insatiate, death not presuming to be. Share me intense and emaciate, wasting I nothing to me. Still in the desolate place, still in the bosom that was, even as a veil for thy face, and thy face in a breath on glass. Hangs there a vulture, chisels with a beak of iron and fire. I know not his name, for he wears noble feathers of my desire. It is thou, low maiden, my heart is a bird that flies, far into the azure land, with love, long songs and cries. O goddess of nature and love, thyself is the lover I see, but thou art in the above, and thy kiss is not for me. Thou art all too far from my kiss, thou art hidden past my prayer, thy wing too wide and the bliss too sweet for me to share. Thou art the nature and God, I am broken in the weeds of thy car, thy love song on earth, all spoken, and I cannot see thy star. Thou art not cold, but bitter as thy desire cried unto me, my tiny heart were fitter for a mortal than for thee. But I cast away the mortal, and I choose the tortured way, and I stand before thy portal, and my face is cold and grey. Thou lovest me, my love, love me with a love more terrible than death. But thou art in the above, and my wings feel no wind's breath. Thou art all too fierce and calm, too bitter and too witless. Thou leavest a cruel charm on my soul that is as glass. I know the art who art naked, I lie beneath thy feet, who has called till my spirit aged with the pain too bitter to sweet. Thou hast given thee to me, thy name, thy name, thy name, to me, I shiver, I shrink and sighing, let them be, and I be. I don't have no limbs, and the gods in the hold, too brief to read on my periods, and my hours are barren of gold. I'm not fields as gold to kill thee in one caress. Not a golden shower is my love, but a child's tear is dress. Tigers is to your sides, the lion's lips that stand there, some thrice the turn of the tides, the mutinous frame, the terror of the royal minotaur, where our loves may make a mirror of the dreadful soul of war. For love is an equal soul, and shares an equal breath. I am not and thou the whole, they were not love but death. Give me thy life and strength, let us struggle for mastery, as the long shores run length, let battles with the sea. I am thine, I am thine indeed, my form is not grown, and our limbs and lips shall bleed, on the starry soul of throne. My life is made as thine, my blessing and thy curse, together as foam and wine, a different universe. I foam and live and leap, thou laughtest by his thighs, in agony swift asleep, thou hangest as the Christ. My nails are in thy flesh, my sweat is on thy brow, we are one, we are made afresh, we are loved by nature now. I'm swifter than the wind, I'm wider than the sea, I'm one with all mankind, and the earth is made as we. The stars are spent and spry, on the canopy of our bed, and the sun is a wave of light. Love's golden head, a goddess of love and wife, is the marriage with her name. shall my heart endure and neither shrink back to itself again? Be thou my world, my house, my soul, and